2014 Love Life Women's Conference in St. Louis, Missouri, September 25th through the 27th. Register today.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. Open your Bibles to the book of Numbers, chapter 13. We continue in our series on the faith crises. Our topic in this session is the faith crises facing the giants. In Numbers chapter 13, as we begin in chapter 13, and let's start at verse 17. I want to point some very important things out in this portion of Scripture, Numbers chapter 13. As it pertains to the children of Israel, where they were and how they were sojourning. Now, let's start at verse 17. The backdrop of that is that the children of Israel chose men from every tribe of Israel to go into what God had deemed the promised land to spy it out. Okay? The people chose one from each tribe, and two that were in there that are significant are Joshua and Caleb. Now, they give all the names in the first 16 verses. Verse 17 of Numbers chapter 13, and Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, and bring up the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin to Rehob as men come to Hamath. They ascended by the south and came unto Hebron. I want you to take note of verse 22. We'll come back to it. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the children of Anak, were. Now, Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff. They brought up the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Let's pick it up and we'll finish this chapter in verse 26. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, "We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan." And Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." The men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. All the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we, or we were in their sight." Amen. Facing the giants. First of all, I want to lay the foundation. The fact of the matter was that they sent 12 spies to go into this land that had already been promised. Okay, it had been promised by God. But here was the first major mistake. The people chose to send spies to go first, to see what the land looked like, to see what the people were like, to get an idea of what it was like. But go back a step, because God promised them the land. God told them what the land would be like, a land that flows with milk and honey. But they chose. Now, I want you to see the wording in this particular version of the Bible is kind of shrouded. God did not send the spies. It was not God's intention to send spies. Why would God send spies when he gave them promise? As a matter of fact, the Lord had gone before them. And you'll see it more clearly as we look into this portion of Scripture. Let me show you here, because if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 1, and let's start at verse 19, I'll show you that it was not God's purpose to send spies. The people chose. Now, this is Moses giving an overview of the whole journey. He said, "And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible wilderness which you saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said unto you, you are come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God does give unto you," or unto us. "Behold, the Lord thy God has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it." Somebody say, "Possess it. As the Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged. And you came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search us out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up and into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me." Now this is Moses. "The saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe." Okay? Now, it was not God's decision to send spies. If you notice what Moses was saying earlier, go up into the land that God has given you. And you'll see where Caleb said the same thing. And he said, "Possess the land." Now, I want you to see the wording here. He said, "Go up and possess the land." God had gone before him. They could go up and possess the land. They didn't have to conquer the land. If they'd have believed God, they wouldn't have had to conquer the land. Look in Numbers 13 again, and verse number 30. When Caleb steeled the people, it says, And Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it. We are well able to overcome it." You know, when you're going to possess something, it means it's already been given to you. Had they been operating in faith and not in doubt and not uncertainty, you'll see here more and more clearly that God had given them the land. But it was the evil in the heart of the ten, the unbelief. See, unbelief itself will vex your spirit. Unbelief is a monster that people have to grapple with. It's a hurt. It's a bondage all in its own. But it was their unbelief, not so much even their fear, but their unbelief. See, God had promised them and given them this land. Okay, so because they operated or acted on their own decisions, their natural choices, okay? Natural choices. They weren't walking by faith. They were putting their trust in the testimony of men rather than in what God had already told them about the land. See, you cannot afford this when you come to the land of your inheritance. Now, in that verse that I said to keep in mind, verse 22, is described all the giants, the descendants of the giants. But Hebron was the place where Abraham and many of the different patriarchs were buried. Okay? And that was one of the first places they went. But where their ancestors were buried gave them right to lay claim on that land. But the biggest challenge was right there, the giants. This is something we must understand about our walk. You know, what God has promised sometimes you the most and give you the most assurance about may seem like the most difficult challenge. The giants were in that land, and they looked like grasshoppers, and the giants looked on them like grasshoppers. But that was the land where their ancestors were buried. Caleb wanted that land. As a matter of fact, we read on, and we'll read it a little later, that's where Caleb went and got his mountain, where the giants were, right there. But it was the unbelief, it was the natural senses, the natural mind that held these people back from going in into their inheritance and taking out the giants. Now, they started out with a testimony that the land surely flows with milk and honey. Is that right? Yeah. And they brought back grapes. Two men had to carry these grapes, these clusters of grapes. They were so numerous and so luscious and so large. Two men had to carry. And this was the fruit of the land. They brought back the fruit of the land, but because of unbelief, because of the lack of stature, they still had a slave mentality.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 15 of The Faith Crises, Facing the Giants. Numbers 13:17 states, "And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, Get you up this way southward and go up into the mountain. The people of Israel sent 12 spies into the land that was already promised to them. 10 returned with a fearful report. When God gives us a promise, 2 Corinthians 1:20 tells us, For all the promises of God in him are ye, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us." Caleb understood the principle of God's promises. He told the people of Israel, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Walk in faith and face the giants that have been holding you back from the promises of God."
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.